Agenda item number 15 is the discussion item. I believe we're going to need some help with Chief O'Reilly on this.
Chief O'Reilly may need some help on this. Came in this late.
And Mr. Hull.
There you are.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll do what I can here. At the top page, you can see a letter from the commissioner. And the letter was concerning two petitions which were presented by Mrs. Melzer. And what the commissioner essentially said, but all the paperwork's intact here, is that the first petition is what the second paragraph talks about, where no additional commission action is warranted pursuant to that first petition. So if you go back 4 or 5 pages, you will get to the second petition. And many of the public who signed the first petition also signed the second petition, staff noticed, but it's actually about 5 pages back, it looks, where it's a request of review of the $150 relay fee imposed upon the Watermen of Virginia in the May 2015 VMRC commission meeting. That's how it starts. And you can read some of the other information on that page. And then if you go back 3 more pages, there's some more information that starts, I think, to supplant or fortify maybe the request petition against the $150, which is already an action the commission took. You know, that was something that was passed in May. And I can't be positive because one of the pages gives the administrative code that characterizes this agency, both from habitat, fisheries, and law enforcement. And then you have codes, section 524, talking about areas where there are limitations. And that follows with correspondence from Ben Stagg, co-chief engineer of the department, and it merely talks about the application in the Hampton River and Mill Creek, and considering that information a protest. So I'm not positive how all this information pertains to the petition exactly, and it ends up with 282603, which is a description of the general oyster planting grounds, and 282507, which is the commission's authority to open and close oyster rocks. That's my involvement.
And I can tell you why this is on the agenda here. The first petition is not a matter to go back before the commission. The remedies are in court here. The second petition here struck me in its reading as a request in effect for reconsideration of the actions that the commission took to impose a $150 relay fee, and that was taken at the May meeting here. Ms. Melzer submitted these, and I figured that in the interest of fairness and justice and truth for all here, that she should get an opportunity to say a few words here about this petition and what it is she exactly is requesting. So if you would come forward, ma'am. You know, because this is a legal matter, I think I need to do that. So if you would. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Don Melzer.
Can you tell us what exactly it is that you're looking for, that you are wanting the commission here as part of this second petition to reconsider, or apparently the $150 relay fee?
In the Code of Virginia, 282201 on page 33, It gives you the authorities as the commission to establish guidelines when the whole code is in, I'm sorry, it gives you authorities for the fisheries as the commission, but it also gives you guidelines by which you have to follow in 1 through 8. And in number 3, one of the established guidelines states that established fees for permits required for delayed or limited entry fisheries, shellfish relaying, scientific collections, and for administrative transfers of these permits among fishermen where applicable. In number 4, it states in 2004, July 1st, 2004, and not more frequently than every 3 years thereafter, increased fees for tidal fishery licenses and permits that are authorized under this title by regulation promulgated pursuant to Article 2 of this chapter, 28-2-209 as sequential. Any fee increase for such licensing and permits shall be capped at $5 or a percentage equal to the increase in the consumer price index calculated from the time the fee was last set or adjusted, whichever is greater. Beginning July 1st, 2004, any amount greater from this increase in commercial fishing licenses and permits shall be paid into the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund. Now, what that means is you guys impose a $150 a day permit. You could only impose a $5 permit by law. But it's sad to me that we as watermen do not qualify for the Administrative Process Act, which I did bring up at the meeting. And this board does not feel that we deserve the economical, the social, sociological, scientific, and biological evaluations due us. We already have horrible amounts, but in order for me to move oil...
I'm sorry. Mrs. Meltzer, what are you asking the commission to do?
Put it at $5 where it belongs.
So you're asking for a reconsideration of the fee that was imposed by the commission?
Correct, because 28.2203.1, 1 through 7... go to it, it also says that number 1, the first one in that one, states that the commission to prepare fisheries management standards, conservation and management measures shall prevent overfishing while achieving the optimum yield for each fishery. The optimum yield of a fishery means the amount of fish or shellfish which will provide the greatest overall benefit to the Commonwealth, with particular reference to commercial fishing for food production and for recreational fishing. Number 7 of that says conservation and management measures shall, where practicable, minimize regulatory burdens which inhibit innovation, expansion, and normal business operations. I feel that the $150 a day inhibits my operation.
Mr. Hull.
I'll just note for the record that the commission's authority under 28.2.201, subsection 3, is what was relied upon to establish the fee for the permit for shellfish relaying, and that the code does not cap the amount by which or the level of the fee that the commission can impose.
Now, you did say 28.2.301, is that correct?
Ma'am, it's 28.2.201, subsection 3. And then subsection 4 is the provision, which is a separate provision, that caps increases in licenses and permits to $5 or the percentage increase in the consumer price index. We did not rely upon that provision in setting the relay permit fee in the last meeting. So in my opinion, the commission had the authority to do what it did at the last meeting.
Okay, now hold on a second here. What we have here is before us a petition that apparently you circulated and you signed that you sent to the commission here, basically asking the commission to reconsider this.
Yes, sir.
This is not a hearing to reconsider this. This is a here. This. Hold on. I want to make sure that you understand here why we're here. This is a agenda item here for the commission to discuss the petition and whether or not it wants to do anything as a result of the petition. This is an illegal argument back and forth. That's best done in court.
I had a so, real quick question for him about 28.2201 itself. It gives you the authority to make the regulations, establish licenses, and prepare fishery management plans, accept federal grants, enforcement, penalty for violation of regulations. But it says you may, but it says that as of 2004, and not more frequently, that you have to. It does not say you may
yes.
on that one.
Ma'am, you put a petition into the commission to effect to ask the commission to reconsider the decision it made in
right.
May.
Based on the guidelines that you've been given.
The petition is before the commission. The question is, from my perspective, is does the commission wish to reconsider or hold a public hearing to reconsider their May vote based upon this petition? In the interest of fairness, I agreed to put this before the commission for their consideration about this petition. It's not a consideration about your wish to have this fee removed at this point. That's not going to happen right now. Mr. Erskine.
I just had a question. Only a reconsideration of the $150 fee. It's not the relaying activity, correct?
That's my reading of this petition.
All right, thank you.
And I will say that I have some concerns about the validity of this petition. And I don't know if anybody agrees with me or not, but I thought it was important for the commission to be heard, to hear this issue, as opposed to me deciding or the legal counsel deciding that this is something that's not worth to pursue by the commission. This is a petition signed by a number of people that are presumably commercial watermen. We, the undersigned residents of Virginia, to request a review of the $150 relay fee imposed upon the watermen of Virginia. That's how it starts. And my concern is that this may well have been signed by people who didn't understand that this isn't a fee upon watermen. It's a fee upon leaseholders who seek to relay oysters from their leased grounds. I think there's a substantial difference to sign a petition thinking that VMRC is going to be charging everybody.
State that you're charging us $150 to relay polluted oysters, and that it's that we do not fall under the Administrative Process Act, and there was no economical impact statement put into account for us. We don't fall under the administrative action,
right.
So therefore, I think that we have a fair and credible reason to request this. I had no watermen sign this so that they would not have retaliation. Not one waterman except myself is on that.
So it's up to the commission here to decide whether or not to continue with this, whether or not to advertise for another public hearing on this issue, or to accept the petition and say thank you very much, ma'am. I don't know what your answer would be. Mr. Zedrin.
To reopen a hearing, at least from my perspective, I would want to hear that there was some kind of abuse of discretion, failure to properly notify for a public hearing, or some undue hardship, or, something along those lines. This staff and knowing the commission, it follows the guidelines, it publishes the notices adequately. We surely spend time discussing these issues at some length. We don't take them lightly. We look at the industry, we look at the consumer, we look at the fishery, and we spend a substantial time in coming forth with the regulations. I understand from the representative from the Attorney General that this action was taken in accordance with the code, and it would be my motion at appropriate time would be to deny the petition because it fails to show any of the foregoing.
Mr. Erskine.
So this was discussed at length at the advisory committee a number of months ago, the Shellfish Advisory Committee. And it was discussed at that time about other states and what fees they had in place, and the fact that Virginia did not charge a fee previously. And there was discussion about that fee. There was discussion about the relaying activity in itself, the public health risks associated with that. The motion that passed the committee was not unanimous. There was a lot of discussion, public comment as well, that was offered at that time. It was debated. I shouldn't say debated. It was discussed at length at that time. A fee seemed appropriate in the sense that, at least from that committee, if I understood it correctly, to cover some of the expenses that would be associated with that activity, as well as somewhat streamline the process to allow law enforcement to properly monitor the relaying activity, as it can potentially pose a public health risk. The activity of relaying itself was not limited in any way outside of the scheduling that was suggested to streamline the process for law enforcement at somewhat of a burden to the industry to be a little bit more forthright with scheduling. And that was in part behind this as well. I would note in the petition, it says, as it goes on to say, there have been no public health risk, yet one of our major resources is being removed from the oyster leaseholders of Virginia. And that's not the case. This resource is not being removed from leaseholders. The activity is still certainly allowed in the Commonwealth. It does have a fee associated with it to cover some of those expenses. However, in no means would compare to some of the other states that allow relaying activity. So I would only note that it was discussed at length at the advisory committee. There were differing of opinions, but this fee does cover some of the expenses and allows for a streamlined process.
This permit was already allowable under 282811. It was a permit that was free last year.
Correct.
Which means that it does fall under this. And this board does not have a judicial review. You guys are, each and every one of you, I don't know if anybody's told you this, took an oath of office. You swore each and every one when you took this office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Constitution of the United States of America. Each and every one of you promised me, as a waterman, that you were going to oversee me and protect me and my constitutional rights. Now, you depend upon one man on this council, but do you know that each and every one of you, if found guilty of not upholding your oath of the Constitution, can never hold a public office in this Commonwealth or the United States?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Meltzer, that's over the line. You're now badgering the commission. There is judicial review that's permitted under this code, under Virginia law here, that allows any decision by the commission to be taken to court. And your avenues in circuit court are wide open to you. The commission acted after due process, public hearing, advisory committee meetings, an open discussion, public testimony, and it made its decision. The concern before us now is whether or not this petition changes that calculus in the commission's mind. And I don't know if there's others that think that it does. But please, don't browbeat the commission about what their constitutional requirements and obligations are.
It's only fair that they understand. It truly is.
Do you have anything else to add, ma'am?
No, sir. I thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, I did not mean to badger any one of you in any way, shape, or form. I just want to make sure you understand how I feel. I don't read this book for my health. Thank you.
So the question before the commission is, does this petition that's been submitted by Mrs. Meltzer and signed by these people change your thinking on whether or not the relay fee that was set at $150 in May should continue, or should we re-advertise for a public hearing and a reconsideration on it? Do you accept this petition, in short? Mr. Zedrin.
I move that we deny the petition and that we adhere to our previous ruling establishing the fee of $150.
It's a motion by Mr. Zedrin.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion on that?
My only discussion might be that $150 seems like a way too small fee, to be honest with you. If I were here, I would have been asking you to make it a greater one. But anyway, I wasn't.
So there's a motion here to deny the petition and leave status quo. Here is a motion by Mr. Zedra and second by Mr. Neal. Any further discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? And chair votes aye as well. The motion passes. Thank you, Mrs. Meltzer.
I did come up.